and work our way around.
Hi, Nicole.
Ooh, hi. that woke me up.
Can I please have a message?
Sure. One moment, sweetheart.
All right.
Oh, it's so funny. It's just funny. And say your first name, please.
Helen.
Oh, gosh. I almost had it, and it just slipped away. One moment. I'm just going to go up a little bit higher for some reason with you.
Sure.
All right, sweetheart. And say your name again, please.
Helen.
And say it one more time, please.
Helen.
Yeah, it's like the end of the teaching. Release the belief that things have to be a struggle, that things have to be hard. That, you know, it's going to be hard on your end, it's going to be hard on your guide's end to support you, everything's going to be very difficult. Because what you're doing, you know, like that when they say that we've projected onto God, like human qualities, that's sometimes what you do to spirit. Like if you have fears or you think things are going to be difficult, it's like, well, certainly it's going to be difficult for spirit to support you. So part of your graduation is to learn how to receive with ease, to learn how to receive with grace. It kind of reminds me of when you come back and report, oh, I saw a manatee today. Oh, I saw this. I saw that. So manifestation isn't terribly difficult at all. So the more that you proceed with confidence, with assurance, with an upright posture, they're saying that there's no turning back because there's no need. Because you're allowing your day of arrival to be now. So what you're learning is, put this in words. Helen, say your name again, please.
Helen.
Thank you. You're learning how to coincide with love. So in other words, yes, there's a linear world, there's world of form, but as you proceed with loveliness, as you proceed with grace, you're going to find that you're really witnessing a new dimensional focus, a new dimensional stream of adventure and delight. So you're learning how to no longer go backwards. You're learning how to like really live in this new field of endeavor. It's there for the choosing. It is there for the offering. And it's timely. So you're teaching yourself where you now live. You're teaching yourself what's now available. So as I'm giving this message, I'm looking over at my couch, actually. And I've got these like beings just kind of laying on the couch, listening to the sofa. So here's the thing that I want to say about that. Before I started doing this group, I did not see them. Apparently they were there, but I did not see them. Because they're saying I was playing outcast. In other words, my consciousness was in a different reality. So as I open to this level of truth, I see the truth of that extension. That's what you're doing. You're permitting yourself to go. You're permitting yourself to advance. You're permitting yourself just to remember that there's one earth, but we all exist in different earths, I should say. When I say one earth, it's like everyone's experiencing a different earth. And so let me correct my words. And everyone's experiencing their own dimensional reality depending on their level of consciousness. Now that's the important part for you, because as you play helpless, as you play fear-ridden, well, that's what you're going to pull out, because that's just how powerful you are. So you're learning how to be your own best determinant. Now, they're going to use things in your life. They're saying propaganda because none of it's real, but they're using it to teach you. So just think whatever you're doing in the linear, there are two purposes. One is trying to get through your day, deal with whatever's on your to-do list. But the other, much more relevant, point of the research is really to recall your own true acquittal. In other words, to permit yourself to travel lightly. And so just notice, just without judgment, just simply notice where you parked your car. In other words, what beliefs are you holding? What promises or presents are you willing to activate and provide? So in English, you're learning how to move into a new reality. And it's like it's a push-pull. It's like I'm there, I'm not. I'm here, I'm not. Light beings are on my couch, now they're not. Where do they go? I mean, they're still there. But I promise you, chances are a couple hours from now, I won't be able to see them again. Or perhaps not. But that's the point. It's all up to me. It's all up to me. And of course, it's up to you. So you're graduating and you're learning how to prioritize love. In English, you're learning how to see with light, to seek a new adventure of true remembrance. So in English, think frequency and also look at your beliefs. And when you notice you're in fear, simply notice it and congratulate yourself for noticing it and choose again. All right, so that's your message. I hope it makes sense. And do you have a question?
It does. I have two short questions. Yesterday, sure. I had another strange day. I felt like I was going to throw up, and I was like feeling all this weirdness. Is that still part of my cleansing that I was doing? It was really intense again yesterday.
And say your first name, please.
Helen.
Well, it's definitely part of your learning process. And say your name one more time, please.
Helen.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing that I said before. You're learning how to travel lightly. What I got is the waiting game, which makes sense to me. In other words, you're learning. You're learning, which is good, which is really good. You're learning. Yeah, welcome to my world, my love. Welcome to my world. It gets right. A little goofy, but that's the whole thing. You wouldn't want it any other way. That's the whole point. Right. You asked for increase, and increase you shall have.
Ooh, I just got zapped. Thank you. And then my other question, a friend of mine last night, we actually took out the telescope and we were, you know, checking out the full moon last night. Mm-hmm. So I felt like right after that whole process, I felt like I was so connected in, like, it sounds a little crazy, but it's not crazy. Like I was in the moon. It was like the most amazing feeling in the world. And then we were looking at Jupiter and I felt like I was up there. Like, what is, and then I felt like this peace and calm right after that. And I got in at like 1:30 in the morning and then it just, everything just kind of subsided.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything they need to share there?
That is very, very cool. They're saying you shared it all. In other words, once you really get that you're dreaming this whole experience and there's no separation, you can take delight in all of your travel experiences. So this is the whole point. You call on the moon goddess and you're one with the moon goddess. No big deal. Because it's all really an aspect of you at the end of the day. And that's what you're permitting. You're permitting your soul to sing. So this is the whole point. Beautiful.
Yay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Keep healing. Much love.
Thank you.
Hi, Tiffany. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't expect you to call on me. I'd love a message about the situation I'm in at the moment. I guess it's something that's been fired up through work,
mm-hmm.
And through sort of some interactions I've been having, and I don't know whether this is a big opportunity to leave or if it's an opportunity to learn something and stay and make it better.
Okay, so what's going on at work?
So I've had some sort of situations with my boss on calls where he sort of reacts kind of angrily or frustratedly at me.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that he finds it frustrating when I over-explain things. And is difficult because I guess I don't know if he always understands. And I'm also just quite nervous now when I'm on calls with him. But I guess the bigger picture is that I'm moving countries and I was going to take my job with me, and I've been wondering whether actually it's a better idea to sort of cut loose and sort of be open to something new.
Okay.
Or whether this safety net, not just a safety net, but whether this job is a big opportunity for that something new, because I do have the option of continuing to do that job.
Okay.
From my new place.
So if you continue the job in the new place, do you keep the same boss?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right, my love. One moment, sweetheart. Well, they're saying, number one, this is about you being in a new place. So this over-explaining stuff is just your insecurity. And so it's cropping up because it's time. They're saying it's had its heyday. It's had its heyday. Mm-hmm. It's time to release that. You are in charge of your reality. You are an excellent steward of whatever it is you do for a living. You do it very well. The issue is not how good you are at your job. The issue is your own self-appearance. In other words, your own perception of self. What he's reflecting to you is your own monkey mind, because you haven't decided if you're ready to prosper, because you haven't decided to choose love of self. He's just reflecting your own insecurity. The reason it's cropping up is it's time to make a choice. So when you talk about moving, that's what this is about. It's moving in terms of your own recognition of self. It's really stepping up into your own entitlement, your own belief of self. So in English, he's reflecting the part of you that challenges yourself or doubts yourself or says, why did I do, like, whatever it is. He's just mirroring it. He's actually doing you a favor in a sense, because he's making it conscious so that you can release it once and for all. You're due for a lifestyle change in the truest sense, where you're really going to come into your own understanding of self. I do feel like you have opportunity, whether you do it now or in the future, of movement in terms of employment, where you're going to have, whatever you do, I don't know, but there's going to be some type of more creativity or leadership where your own ideas, instead of listening to someone else's marching orders, you're actually being, what would be the word? It's like I see a bird whose little wings are like clipped or whatever. You're being held back. You're being held back from your own possibilities. So at some point, whether you do it now or in the future, it's really your choice. If you want to keep it just to have security and then look when you get there, or just take the plunge now, there's no error either way. But at some point, I do see you marching on. And with that, having the security of self, and then instead of someone else being the boss, it's like you're the boss, or you're creative ideas step forth, because you're sitting on something really good, something really valuable. You've been, I forget what you do, but you've kind of been watching systems or ways of doing things, and you've actually, you have your own ideas, and they're correct, and they're from spirit. So when you have trust of self, spirit's going to support you being in a position of strength or power, where you get to be more influential. Okay, so this is where they want you to clean up your own communication style. So in English, in order to sell your ideas, I don't know what it is, to the next board or review or to parents, I don't know what it is. You need to be confident, you need to be clear, you need to be concise, and the card I got for you is strengthening bonds. So this is about you strengthening bonds with your own higher self. You know what you're talking about. You need to know that. So at some point I do see you moving on, but there's no error which way you do it, if you keep the security for now or you just jump ship. But it's important for you to take the feedback in terms of no longer, what would be the word? I'll say it in the positive would be better, in terms of being positive and being justified in your own knowing. You're actually correct. You're actually correct. Your ideas are good ones. Does that help?
That helps a lot. Thank you.
Oh my gosh, you're so welcome. Let me just see if there's any. Yeah, spread your wings. Spread your wings. All right, sweetie. And if you do it now or later, there's no error. You know, it doesn't matter. What does matter is you really own that, own it yourself, and really come to appreciate self. And then in the right divine time, you're going to receive an opportunity that you manifest because you call it to yourself.
Right.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. How may we help you?
Hi.
Hi. How may we help you, sweetheart?
A message, please.
Okay. And say your first name.
Lisa.
Follow the energy. Oh gosh, how do I put this? You follow the energy and then your mind tries to figure it out. Like, okay, now what does this mean? Does this mean this? Does this mean that? Can you tell me who it is that's telling me that? I don't know what it is, but there's some kind of like intellect that kind of comes in, which I totally get, but you're learning how to drop the mind. So what you're doing is really learning how to be with the energy, learning how to trust your own invitation. I've got these beings just, I want to say, buzzing around you, high voltage light beings. So you're in the process of being restored. You want to remember that God is love. So at the end of the day, what you're really doing is opening up to love. You're opening up to grace. You're opening up to, truth. It's funny because it's so simple. It's so funny. It's like when I had that experience the other night. I was telling Jen about it. There's nothing you need from this world. I mean, you really don't. It's just like you just open up to truth, and there it is. So just watch your mind. For whatever reason, your mind. God, it's so funny when I say this to you. I'm like, I do the same thing now that I think about it. but when you notice your mind wanting, just notice it and then just go back to the experience. So just sort of play with it. It's going to help you advance. It's going to help you advance rather than start and stop. And say your name again, please.
Lisa.
Don't discount benevolence. In other words, spirit's backing you. Spirit's aware of all your situations. So it's like it's there to provide. It's there to support you. So know that.
That's good to know.
Yeah, just know that. They're aware of everything you're aware of, in essence. And say your name again, please.
Lisa.
Allow the energy to shift you. Now, this is going back to the first part of your message. You're not trying to, like, figure things out. Okay, this is what it reminds me of. Sometimes when I meditate, you're just sort of watching thoughts, and then just all of a sudden, you kind of have that shift where you just energetically feel the shift. That's what you're learning.